Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters. Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We have a special show for you today. Today is Business in the Making, and we're going to be talking about great tips that you can take if you're thinking about starting your business or if you're already in business, then this is definitely the show for you. I'm going to give you some great insight, but if you have some questions or comments that you would like to share with our audience, you can call in at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, and we'll be glad to take your comment and or questions there. We will be right back after our disclaimer is played, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're going to be giving you some great tips for those of you all who are thinking about starting your business. It is summertime, it is fun time, and happy hump day, everyone. Back to you right after these brief messages.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And today on Business in the Making, this show is all about entrepreneurship. If you are serious about taking the steps necessary to get your business on the top of mind of today's consumers, and you're serious about moving in the right direction, then this is definitely the show for you. We're going to be talking about marketing in your business, which is one of the things that most of us don't really spend enough time doing. We take a lot of time out creating the service or business model, creating the products, but then after everything is done, after you've created your business, after you've created the service, you've decided what the target market is going to be, you have narrowed down a lot of the pieces, then you need to start thinking about the marketing. What is going to be your marketing direction for your product or your service? There are a lot of things that we really don't take, that we do really take for granted. Everybody puts together a great business plan. But in your business plan, you still have to have a marketing plan. And sitting down and understanding who your target market is one of the most important things you can actually do. Knowing your customer inside and out, what they need, their wants, their desires, finding out exactly, and then I know a lot of you are like, well, how do you exactly do that? Well, one of the things that we have discovered by all of the emails that I've gotten about this subject is that surveys work best, and not the ones that are have to be 50 pages long or 100,000 questions, but getting to the heart and roots of really what your customers are looking for or what the service or product that you should be directing is. One, figuring out what a customer wants by asking them. Point blank, if you are in the service industry, no matter what service that you provide for them, you know that the first thing you want to do is solve a particular problem. Okay, in order to do that, whether you're, it's a product or a service, you need to know what exactly the customer wants and what is the problem that you intend to solve for them. So, the best website that doesn't cost any money initially would be SurveyMonkey.com. It's one of the best things. You can give a few questions, get to the heart and root of what you think your products and services should tailor around, ask the important questions about to your customers. Is this a new problem that you might be having? And if you are, if it is an existing situation for them, then you want to figure out the best way quickly to solve that problem. Then you need to ask them about around if this is something that they have had service before, who is the competition? Knowing who your competition is and knowing exactly what their products and services can actually help you to make your products and services that much better. Because you can ask the important questions of what did you like, what did you dislike? If you had your way and you could change anything, what would it be? And then, you know, after you and a couple of your colleagues sit down and figure out what's the most important information that you need to get out, what exactly are you trying to target, narrowing down your target market, and then you can market to them because you already have asked the important questions. So that is what is tantamount here, making sure that you ask the right questions so that you can get the answers so that you can solve the problems. It does not take rocket science. It does, however, take time and initiative. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. If you were the typical customer, if you were your own customer, what would you like to experience? When you go out day to day in your own travels and the basic needs that you have, that we all have, you want certain and expect certain type of customer service. And I think a lot of times we forget that. But you can also add that to your survey. What are your expectations? Ask your customers that. Well, how would they like to be greeted when they first walk through your door? Or if you have a service where you're actually calling your clients, what is it that they dislike? Because sometimes finding out what not to do, even from your competition, finding out what not to do may stand tenfold over what it is that you possibly could do. And believe it or not, a lot of businesses have actually changed their whole model of service and products based on the answers to their surveys from the customers. And if you have an existing business, you need to ask your existing customers, what is it that we could do better? You know, if you had a wish list, what is it that you would wish for? What products or services would you like for us to be able to carry? One of the best models for this that I like most of all is the fact that, for instance, Walmart, registered trademark, has a policy of the fact that they will meet or beat the next, and they will also take coupons from competitors. So therefore, you can go and bring an advertisement for the same exact product that you were trying to purchase, and they will give you whatever the competitor's sale price is what you will actually receive the same price at Walmart. But that may be a strategy that you can actually use in your own business. And one of the things that you'll be surprised at with your existing customers, if you're already in business, you need to do some customer appreciation type of things. Give them coupons, things off as a part of your marketing strategy. Court them that way. Ask them surveys. Send them the surveys. Do a letter or even a phone call letting them know. Send them text messages letting them know about the new sale that is exclusive to your particular business. And for a repeat customer, if they keep coming in, then they get so much off or they get a free gift. And also with the referral, ask them, if you appreciate our service, you'll get something off if you refer a friend. Those are some really great marketing tips that will also please your existing customers, but also get you some new ones as well. Because the way that you treat your existing customers will also tell them, we shop and go to new places based on recommendations. So a lot of us, if a friend, a family member, or a colleague say, hey, have you tried that new restaurant? Or, hey, have you tried that new product? Usually we'll go and buy it because a friend, a family member, or a colleague recommended it. So therefore, you need to learn to give great appreciation to those people who are already your customers. And they'll be more than glad to give you raving reviews and give you referrals because you've done such a wonderful job for them. And by giving them a survey and asking them, what is it that you would like to see? What other products or services would you like for us to offer that we don't already offer? How can we improve our services to better serve you? And some of the things that you can already do that doesn't cost you anything except for initiative and time. So those are our quick tips for today. I want to thank all of you all for joining us for another great Wednesday for Business in the Making. This is Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. And until next time, when we'll give you more great tips on entrepreneurship, business management, and for those of you all who want to start a business, we're going to be starting a brand new series starting next week, and we're going to be giving more great tips. So tell a friend about this particular show. And if you've enjoyed our show, give us an email back because we want to hear from you, our audience, and you can email us at businessinthemaking@gmail.com. That is BUSINESS, the word NINTHEMAKING@gmail.com. That's businessinthemaking@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. Until next time, take care of yourself, keep your head up, and always understand that this is a great day to start a business, grow your business, and make millions. Until next week, have a great one.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z. Taking financial education to the next level? helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.